Jeff Blankman joined here today by Chloe Parks. Of course, she is with the South Central Calhoun Titans, a part of their girls' wrestling program. She's going to be headed to Iowa Central Community College to continue her wrestling program in wrestling and also continue her education as well. Chloe, thank you very much for joining us here today, and congratulations on signing last week with Iowa Central.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's start with wrestling for you. When did you pick up the sport, and when did you realize that it was something that you really wanted to do at the college level?
I started the year it was officially sanctioned. I had a couple of friends really try to convince me to do it because I had already wrestled. And even though I wasn't a star or anything, it wasn't that good. I just knew I loved it. And when I found out that Iowa Central had a wrestling team, I was just going to at least try.
Absolutely. What is it about the sport you love, and who were the girls that talked you into, trying it once it became sanctioned?
I love, the team energy with wrestling. You become a family throughout the season, and that's really fun. I like the mental toughness that it puts me through. And if it weren't for Madeline Stonick and Caitlin Schuler, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Well, you can thank them for that. Hopefully they'll hear this on the interview. You mentioned the family part of it and the athletic part of it. Where do you feel it has helped you as a person and as an athlete with doing wrestling, and how much has it made you maybe more confident and better at what you're looking to do?
The family part is important because you are up close and personal with a group of girls for so long, and it creates a bad energy. But if you're not, at least civil with your teammates, especially in wrestling. And it definitely made me a more caring person, made me more attentive to just small details about people. Like, I could just tell when somebody was off because I'd known them for so long. We were so close.
Okay.
And it made the team a better environment.
It sounds like it's done some good things and you've really enjoyed it. I know you mentioned here earlier that you might not have been a star, but you had a really, really nice senior season and junior year as well. Where do you feel you've grown as a wrestler, and what areas do you feel you still need to get better?
I definitely gained a lot of confidence from junior year to senior year, and just my general skill level increased. But I definitely need to work on shooting because I struggle with it. Being able to get out of when I've been taken down or something, that I improved into.
Okay. It sounds like you understand the sport and are going to put the work in. When you first started talking with the coaches at Iowa Central, what were those early conversations like?
I first saw Coach Hensley at the state wrestling meet. So when we all were supporting Evelyn, and he was talking to someone's mom, and I was talking to Layla Christofferson, and I was like, I want to talk to him because I'm going there next year, and I really want to wrestle. I don't have to be their best wrestler. I just want to still wrestle.
Yep.
And she was like, do it, do it, do it. And I was like, no, 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 no. And that mom took forever. So we were getting ready to leave, and Layla went up to Coach Hensley, and she's like, hey, my friend here wants to talk to you. Do you have time for that? And we just kind of talked about how I was interested, and I'm not the greatest wrestler, but I love wrestling. And I'm willing to put in as much work as I need to.
Now, being you were going there, have you had a chance to get to campus, see the wrestling room, talk to any of the other wrestlers that are already a part of the program?
Yeah, I went a couple weeks ago, and he gave me a tour of the campus, and he showed me the wrestling room. He told me what practice and what your day-to-day schedule looks like, and I got to meet one other wrestler because the other ones were in their classes.
So what did you like about campus and the wrestling room and the things that coach talked to you about?
I mean, the wrestling room's giant.
Ha.
I remember going to Manson and thinking that one was giant, and same thing with South Central, but this one's huge. And I just like the campus. I've grown up around it my whole life. It's just nice.
Right, absolutely. What are you wanting to go to school for? What's the major going to be for you? Do you know what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm currently majoring in criminal justice.
So you want to be a police officer, patrol officer? What are you looking to do with that?
My plan ultimately is to start off as a police officer. And then I want to get both my AAS and my AA so I can be in the workforce, but I can also transfer
Right.
to another school. And I want to be in the workforce as a police officer for a bit, and then I want to go back to school when I'm ready for a bunch of environmental studies and conservation, and then eventually I would be a park ranger.
Okay. Is there a family history with that, or what was it that made it that that's what you wanted to do for your life?
There's no family history. I just like the idea of it. I like nature and I like being out in parks and all the time. I like going hiking with my mom. And it'd be nice to be the person that takes care of it.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, I wish you the best of luck up there. Congratulations on signing. As you said, you love the sport and you can hear it in your voice when you talk about it. So I know you're going to be successful. So we appreciate your time here today. We wish you the best of luck up at Iowa Central and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Chloe Parks again with South Central Calhoun Wrestling. Again, she's headed to Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge to continue her wrestling career and get her education as well.